Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Talk That Tech. What we say is the
number one tech morning show in the world. What's
Yes.
going on, y'all?
Yes, numero uno. And so we are live on Living Color. We're live on LinkedIn. We're live on YouTube, and we're live on Instagram as well. You can't see their comments, but I'm gonna read it out whenever they decide to comment. So we got a full crowd here today, and like always, we're gonna go to the comment section real quick and see who's up in the building. And we got Mr. Darcel himself. Oh, I lost him. There we go. Good morning, fam. Good morning. Good. So glad to have you with us as well. Got Operation Tech Takeover in the building. Peace and blessings, family. And he says, always don't forget to comment, like, share, and subscribe because we are live. Yes,
Yes,
sir.
indeed.
Yes, indeed, man. So it was quite the
Yeah, man.
weekend. Oh,
It was a good
man.
weekend.
It is. It was a good weekend for sure. Let me ask you, Trey, because I did see some things that I wanted to ask you about. It was, as they say, Easter weekend or Easter Sunday and Resurrection Sunday, depending on how you flow.
For sure.
I wanted to start off with regards to the weekend. Did you get to see any fancy suits and any fancy hats this weekend?
Well, the answer to that is no. So we don't really do that anymore at my church. It's it's all normally like casual, just having a good time like that. But that is definitely normal protocol. You know what? I take that back. I saw one. So some you have visitors who pop up. Y'all know it'd be people who just pop up, hey, it's Easter. This is like one of the only times I'm coming this year, or like, hey, we need to find a church to go to this year, real quick on Easter so that we can be there. And so yeah, there were some people I did turn around and I saw some folks that were visitors who they definitely had on the suits, man. I didn't get a good look at it. It might have been a zoot suit. seven buttons, all red, with the red socks and the red shoes, right? No, but yeah, I definitely saw suits. Definitely saw a hat. I did see a hat in there. That's funny. Yeah, they're definitely gonna pull it out on Easter, man.
Oh,
Especially in our culture.
yeah, man. It, go in the closet, dust it out. I better yet, they'll just get it tailor-made specifically for that one day of the year,
Man, ain't
and
worn
that's
in years.
it. Can I still fit? Okay, let me try this on. That's how it sometimes comes across. Easter speeches. I mean, going back to that. Before I even continue, I got a couple people that just popped up in the building. We got Tech Coach Ralph in the building as well. Good morning. We got Mitch. He's like, yo, yeah, he is up in here. And then, of course, Tech Coach Ralph said, LL Trey, talk about the CEOs. Yes, and the CEO, for the past 20 something years. And anyway, I was gonna make a joke about it. I'm gonna leave that alone. He said, Mitch said, what's this culture you speak of?
Mitch,
LOL.
you know what culture I'm talking about, man. We're gonna pop up. We're gonna have the Easter baskets full of stuff. We're gonna have the Easter speeches, right? Getting up there, fumbling over the words, can't remember the lines, crying, looking at, I don't want to do this in front of this crowd. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Get your butt up there and say that speech.
Oh man. Oh man. And speaking of that, today is April 1st, right? And so each Easter speech is hot. Oh man. Yeah, it brings back memories. In regards to today is April 1st. And so I was thinking about it, like, have you had any, and this is for the audience too, y'all, so go ahead and chime in. Have you ever had like a memorable April 1st joke, prank that like went off real well? What's your thoughts on that? I don't know. What's your thoughts? Yeah, if you had an April
Nah,
Fool's story, like
I
what's your
haven't, bro. I haven't had any like April Fool's joke that I pulled off that just went crazy. I think I've been in a room where some April Fool's jokes have happened and gone, but it wasn't anything like elaborate and just like, oh man, that was crazy. It wasn't anything like that. Just the normal grown up stuff, you know, just in the classroom type of stuff. And then maybe after that, a few, but not really. Have you?
I kind of have one, but before I do, Mitch said, okay. No April Fools over here. We didn't know April Fools over here. I'm too serious for April Fools jokes. Well, I'll say it like this. I mean, before I do, actually, Darcel got something. Said, bro, we got our parents so bad in the past. Every year we saw our lives flash before our eyes. Oh, no, you got to elaborate on that. I want to find out more.
Nah.
Okay, I want to find out more, Darcel. You gotta get more deets than that. I want to definitely hear that. For me though, it's kind of simple. I use Facebook to my leverage, and I basically posted up a picture saying that we were expecting a baby, and it made sense because at that time we already had like three. So people were like, "Oh my gosh, another one!" And so I basically said, yeah, we're expecting, you know, a beautiful baby girl. And so for me, I like to mix in a little truth in my April Fools. And this is back when Facebook was popping. So Facebook was like, everybody was on there and people were like, oh my gosh, da, 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 congratulations. And the next day I'm like,
going.
And then people were like, nah, this is April Fools. It can't be true. And the next day, well, first of all, I like to say this. When I do April Fools, I like to incorporate some truth within it. So the next day I was like, psych. No baby girl, it's a baby boy, and then it was like another celebration about that. But that's how I kind of you know have done it in the past.
Yeah,
and, you know, people have a good chuckle out of those. Is nobody's life is threatened like Darcel. Nobody is fearing for their lives, but it's just a you know a fun way to kind of break the ice sometimes.
Man, that's good. Yeah, bro, that's good. My that's the thing. I think the reason is, bro, I joke so much just randomly, regularly. I'm the boy who cried wolf. So, like, nobody believes me on anything now. Anyway, like, nothing.
Yeah.
So, that's a good one, though. That's a good one.
Yeah. Mitch is hilarious. He said, oh, OMG, another one. LOL. That's probably that's what they were thinking. They were like, oh, my God, another one. Tech Code Rouse says, LOL, that April's joke always becomes a reality for Joseph. Well, I here's the truth. The truth be told, I had it in my back pocket for a minute. I was like, ooh. I know some people close to me really know, but not everybody.
Yeah.
That was good. Okay, Darcel has the story. I was waiting for this. He said, we faked phone calls home from school of us acting up, fake clogged toilets and broke stuff. Nine yards. Oh,
that right there. Y'all
acting
got it, bro.
School part, yeah, that part right there.
That's a good one.
Scared.
That's a good one.
Oh, a fake call. Darcel has not been behaving, Mrs. Chapman. And then by the time she goes, I'm gonna cut your tail, and then you're like, April Fools, it would be too late for me. I couldn't even like stop. I would be able
that's
to stop.
The thing. I was just thinking, I was like, oh, you know, what I could do one that I could do from school, be like, Trey has missed 20 days of school, like just something crazy, outrageous. I know that would get my mom. Other than that, I don't know if she would have believed it. Like,
yeah,
because I didn't really do anything. I was just chilling. I don't know if she would have believed that. But if she would have been like, yo, he missed 46 days of school and now you need to go to court. Yeah. I probably would have had to call her right after that and be like, no, I'm just playing. It was me.
Yeah. And you know what? Mitch brought something up that I remember seeing. He said, Darcel, did you see the video of those kids pranking their dad that they broke the TV? And it was like a YouTube video or something of a broken TV. He was about to tear into them. Yeah. Now Darcel's getting ideas. He's like, maybe do that this year. Oh man, that was he. I think he picked up one of the kids. Like he was really upset. And they're like, it's a joke.
Oh, you know what? I do remember that. Like they put the broken screen like on the TV. Like it was like a screensaver type.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, oh man, bro. Yeah, I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah, he's about to go to jail. yeah, he's about to go to jail, man.
That was probably back when those TVs cost a boatload still. You know, you can get, I got the 75-inch for $299. But yeah. That was probably back when they was high.
Yeah, man. Things have changed for sure. Listen, we got a lot on the docket today. We got everything from voice cloning to, as we put it here, I know we said a layaway porch, but it's actually called a high ticket BNPL. And then we also talking about basically a polio survivor with triumph, basically through med tech. And so we're gonna basically talk about all those stories and more. But before we do, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe to the channel if you have not already. Share this with others because we're gonna have great conversations. And don't forget, y'all could call into the show too. I put the call-in link is both on YouTube, on the Talk That Tech show, and it's also on our channels if you want to go there and call into the show to share your thoughts. Tech Coach Ralph says, that reminds me of the commercial where the roach was part of the commercial. Old people throwing shoes at the TV.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember commercials were something else back in the day. I tell you, there was something else. But Trey, let's start off. Yeah.
But yeah, man, you know, speaking of celebrities on commercials, right? No, I'm playing. Right. I'm joking, y'all. Seriously though, y'all already know OpenAI, y'all know who that is. Y'all know who that is, better known as ChatGPT. That's who y'all know. But OpenAI, the actual company, they built something that, I mean, it sounds crazy, and it's actually not even out, right? It's they built a voice cloning tool, but we can't use it yet, okay? So basically, they have this voice engine, and the introduction of it is a new tool for cloning voices from a 15-second sample of your voice. So basically, Joseph, man, I forgot to send it to you. I wanted to send it to you so that you could actually, they had some of the voices inside the article that they created. But yeah, so basically in the preview phase, they're basically emphasizing that they need responsible development and they have concerns over potential misuse and deep faking for real. Mm-hmm. So they are really like trying to keep this in-house and keep it locked in while they're doing that. But just some of the background, the voice engine, it is built on OpenAI's existing tech, including ChatGPT's voice feature and text-to-speech APIs. So what's crazy is Spotify has already been using this. They've already been using it for one of their podcasts that they have, that I guess it's a big name. I can't remember the name. What was it? Lex? Bro, I forgot already. It was. Yep, I can't remember. But anyway, they're already using it for one of them. So I guess they gave them access to it, but we don't have it. So really the impact on voice actors is saying the technology could significantly alter the voice acting industry by commoditizing voice work through OpenAI. Though OpenAI is mindful of its effect and potential opportunities for actors, it's really tough for them right now. So right now, the ongoing development and future plans, OpenAI, they remain cautious with a focus on learning from the pilot phase and considering broader implications before a wider release. And yeah, man, now it's funny. As I was looking through that article and stuff, I was like, you know what? Now I can start putting my voice on my own content in multiple different languages. You know what I mean? Like, it's me. Yeah, exactly. I can be in every language now, man.
Ohio.
But it's my voice. It was just crazy, though, that, hey, 15-second snippet and the way they sound, it's not like what you're used to, right? you can tell stuff is moving extremely fast.
And speaking about stuff moving extremely fast, I decided to pull it up real quickly here.
Oh, did you really? Hey.
Yeah, and I wanted just to share this one. But before I do, Tech Coach Ralph said, he said that one of my tech friends, used one with DJ Khaled's voice to let the world know that I'm the best tech coach. We are the best.
That's what I'm saying, you know? That's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah, man. And in fact, let me play something here, and hopefully you guys can hear it. Let me know if you can hear it, y'all.
Can I please have a number one with large fries and with a strawberry shake? Hi, everyone. This is what my voice sounds like using OpenAI's new text-to-speech model called Voice Engine. I was able to use just 15 seconds of a video that I made for a class project to be the reference audio source for the voice you hear right now. What do you think?
Excuse me. Can I get your attention? Thank you for your help. Can we watch a movie tonight? Could you please help me find my glasses? Thank you for your understanding. It means a lot to me.
Yeah. So it could pass. It could pass. You know.
I mean, that was from 15 seconds. What if you was training that thing way longer than that? So now you get your voice inflections. You get how you pause, how you, you know, like, I don't know. It's probably getting pretty crazy because off of 15 seconds, I can just easily grab a clip off of a TV show or something from a celeb, and now, boom, I got you. I am DJ Khaled, Tech Coach Ralph.
Yeah, well, we've seen a couple of those already. We've seen, like, even that they use it on social media, people basically cloned basically the voice of former President Barack Obama and started saying, like, yeah, I was listening to this rap song from X, Y, and Z, and it's the best. And then people are like, wait, what? And then they're like, oh, this guy just did it to promote. They used to do that a lot with Drake, even like had him rapping over different other songs. So it's been more and more adapting. Obviously, there's gonna be some bad apples that are gonna go crazy with it. you know, and that's exactly what Tech Coach Ralph is talking about here, is that so much bad could come from that, you know. We talked about on the show as well how this mother, and I'm going to remind people that didn't watch this show, there was a mother who received a call from someone says, we kidnapped your daughter, and if you don't give us a ransom, you know, we're going to basically take, you know, unalive her, right? And so they put the daughter's voice on and had the daughter acting scared, had the daughter acting like, you know, something was really happening. And the mother started freaking out, obviously. I think she tried to call the cops, they said, don't call the cops, something like that. She's just trying to figure out what to do. And then she's like, okay, I think she heard something in the house and she called out for her daughter's voice. And her daughter was like, yeah, I'm here. I've been here the whole time. And so basically whoever it was trying to, which is a crime, you know, basically act like they kidnapped the daughter when the daughter wasn't there. So the daughter never was home and she wanted to act fastly, not tell the cops, drained out her bank account. She, you know, they would have got her. And so those are one of the potential things that we see with any sort of form of technology, that it could be used for evil. But I would say that that's the truth about everything, you know. Good morning, NC workers. NC workers in the house.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
But yeah, that is definitely the truth about anything, because if you think about it, depending on who has it in their hand, anything could be deadly. A toaster oven could be deadly. All right. Let's say that.
Yeah, we've seen it on Love Don't Cost a Thing, man. She tried to throw that joint in the tub, man. You know what I mean? Hey.
Get out of there quick. Yeah. Exactly.
No, that's, bro. Everything is, I think I said it before too. It's a tool. And so you can use a tool either way, right? The same knife that can cut that brisket nice and smooth on that wood chop, what do you call it? On the wood block.
Yeah.
That's the same knife that can be used to maybe slit a throat or something, right? So it's a tool, and it's all about how you use it. Y'all heard how I'm trying to use it. I just want to be in different languages, man. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? in my voice in different languages. That's it, man. But yeah, there could be someone who decides to, you know, like when it, as it gets better and better, when you talk about like these voice clonings and things like that, well, now you can have a situation where, hey, maybe it's a smaller, I don't know, smaller company. They've gotten the voice of the CEO, and now they have the CEO saying, you know, calling down different shots from the top that are, is not what is actually going on, right? Or now I can just call in and you know this voice. Oh, yeah, he said to do such and such. And now they're changing up all this stuff and it wasn't them. So, you know, you just never know. Stuff can change. I'm pretty sure as time goes on, they'll have a bunch of different things that they can kind of, you know, keep track of that.
All right. Well, we got a friend to the show that decided to come on and share his thoughts. I bring another to the stage. We got Mr. OTTO, Operation Tech Takeovers in the building. What's up, sir?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Yeah, I just wanted to tap in with that. Joseph, double check my facts, but I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, this is part of what happened a couple weeks ago when we were talking about it with Change Healthcare, with the you know, the breach from that. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. They used deep fake technology to act like they were one of the, you know, one of the C levels, and that's how they got that check to get passed for all the, you know what I'm saying, with that money, with that embezzlement. Is what they use deep fake technology to. So that's, you know, just to tap in with what you're talking about, that's where this double-edged sword comes from. They use technology like that to play like they were a C level, and that's why it wasn't checked as thoroughly, because everybody thought it was one of the big wigs. It was like, all right, well, we gotta make this happen because we don't want to make this person mad, when actually it wasn't that person.
Yeah. And see, and that's the I think that's what makes this one a little bit different, right? Like,
you got
all kinds of sound bites from different celebrities that they can train a model for, but now you're talking 15 seconds of a random individual's voice that you can just grab. All right, or a C-level CEO of a company that you can just grab, you know, from a call, and then boom, you got it. So, and it's crazy that you mentioned that one. I saw yesterday they're actually offering up to $10 million for a reward on whoever has that. What was it? Any information on that deal right there?
Wow. It can happen. $10 million is a good bounty.
Yeah, and that offer came from the U.S. The U.S. is offering $10 million to help catch those Change Healthcare hackers. So they ain't playing about that one. That can change some. That's probably another hacker who will be able to find.
Hey, that's what I was just getting ready to say. You know the old motto: no honor amongst thieves. Like, I want $10 million. $10 million US? Hey, I know that. Hey.
They know.
I ain't no snitch, but I know something. I know someone who knows something. You know what I'm saying? I know somebody who knows somebody who knows something. You let me go and get that $10 million about you. I'll tell you.
Get that thing for you.
Absolutely, man. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Operation Tech Takeover. Really definitely appreciate that vantage point. Because sometimes we forget, like, that it's not just the voice cloning, but the combination of what people can use to really kind of impact us in multiple different ways. You know, we talked about even the Instagram scam where they're like pretending like, oh, you got your account shut down, let me help you out. Like all those different things, man. We just got to be vigilant. We got Britt Mella on Instagram saying, interesting conversation. Ha ha, morning. Thank you so much for stopping by, Britt Mella.
For sure.
But yeah, no, absolutely. Like it's a very, very good point. For sure. Very good point. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and appreciate that.
Of course, y'all have a good one.
You too, man.
All right now.
You too. All right, man. So right now we're gonna keep the keep it going. But if you guys have any thoughts, go ahead and like was just done here, call into the show. And we could definitely bring you up and we could have a conversation about it in live living color. I had Techos Ralph says by the time it's revealed, it's a fake. The damage is already done. We have persecution before prosecution culture now. Yeah.
Oh, facts.
That is big. That is big time. That is so true. So true, man. And so what, right now we're going to actually transition over to the bulletin board, as I like to call it. The bulletin board is actually, this segment is powered by Black Tech Global, your premier directory for upcoming tech events. Visit Black Tech Global for more. Because in 2024, y'all, we are outside. We are outside. And there's a lot of that's going to be happening this week. So much so that I only put as much as I could. But right now, we are going to transition. Oh, let me see if I pull up here. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Forbes Black ATX Network. So if you are in Atlanta, hot Atlanta, you definitely want to check this out. And I won't be long, like this, like they said yesterday during service. I'm not finna be here long. I'm going to be real quick with this one. So yeah, Forbes Black ATX Network. This is a masterclass happening Friday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's actually on Google Meets. It's going to be online only, and it costs $0.00. So you definitely want to check that out, as well as the Tech Hub Black Founders Brunch. This is April 6th in Miami, Florida. So if you are in the Miami, Florida area, it's 11 a.m. This is going to be actually happening. Again, this is going to be the April 6th. So you want to check it out that Saturday for all of your needs there. The cost for that.
I could have cooked that bacon a little longer, man.
just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, right? Yeah, definitely cook that a little bit longer. But the Houston Black Women in STEM meetup, that's actually happening as well, Saturday the 6th. So definitely look out for this. This is going to be about $35 plus sales tax, and as you can see here. But definitely look in to see if that's something that you're in the area for, that you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of. Then we have the National Society of Black Engineers. They're having an event as well coming up. This event is an interview prep workshop. This is Tuesday, April 9th of next week. So check that out as well. It's a free for admission. So you want to make sure you take advantage of that if that is an area of interest for you. That's going to be located, that's online, actually. So that's one is good. Now, this is a very interesting one. Normally speaks strictly about tech, but this one is for anybody that's looking to basically get into the creative space here. And I'm going to share my screen too, real quickly. But if you're looking to get into this creative space, you might want to check out this event. It's called Your First Million 2024. Now, this one is very interesting because of the guests that they have for this one. This is a conference. It's going to be in Los Angeles, and it's about $400. But if you look at the guest list of those that are coming to speak, you could realize you have a lot of people here. We have Janelle James. She's actually from one of my favorite shows. In regards to Abby can't speak right now.
Abbott Elementary.
Then we have Issa Rae, and we have Sheila Johnson. We have Rich Paul in the building. There's a lot of people. Gary V is gonna be there. It's Lamar Tyler. I actually went to his cruise back in the day. So there's a lot of different people that are going to be here speaking and sharing. That you might, if you are in the Los Angeles area, TLC is gonna be there as well. So if you like waterfalls, go ahead and check that out. But yeah, there's gonna be a lot of people there, multiple venues, and so you definitely want to. Well, you can book those rooms there. But yeah, there's a lot going on, and it's really about empowering people that are in business or are creative, that are talented, and putting them in places to succeed, putting them in places in front of investors and other people that could partner with them. So if that's something that is of interest to you, you definitely want to check that out. And last, but certainly not least, what we do have for you is in St. Louisville, right? Black Tech Conference. This is happening STL Tech Week. This is Wednesday, April 10th, and is actually free for admission. So you want to look into that. It costs $0.00. And so you definitely want to check out those different events and more. So thank you for rocking with us for the bulletin board. A lot of good stuff there. And then Ty's in the building. He said your first million is going to be dope. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Rich Paul in the building.
It'll be nice to meet Lamar again. It's been a long time since I met him. But yeah, so it's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. But yeah, man, that is the bulletin board. So definitely, like I said before, go ahead to blacktechglobal.com for more. There's a lot more events in there. I only grabbed what I could. And hopefully we might see you on one of those. Hopefully we'll see you in one. But yes. Yeah, man. Next segment is interesting. I'm going to pass it back to you.
Yeah, so this next segment, I'm pretty sure y'all probably like, oh, buy now, pay later. Y'all know about those, right? You got Klarna, all these other ones, right? Where you can buy the stuff now and then pay it out over time, maybe four pay or six pay, whatever. I think it goes up that high. Four pay for sure. But there's a new player in town and they going big. They're going buy now, pay later. High edition. Okay. So the company is called Zavers, and they're a Swedish buy now, pay later provider. And they've raised a total investment up to $30 million with a $10 million extension to its Series A funding. And so now they're competing in Europe against all those big players, right? Klarna, like I mentioned, PayPal, all these other traditional banks like Santander. But now here's their selling point. They're capable of real-time risk assessment for BNPL transactions up to over $200,000, surpassing the typical limits of like $3,000, right? Normally, that's about the limit. They're like, hey, we're going to give you $3,000. That's it.
Yeah,
you maxed out. Yeah, you maxed out, right? But now they're going up over $200,000, and that's their changing point. So now, essentially, because they've also partnered with people like Nissan Group and Volkswagen and Porsche, it's enabling people, Porsche, it's enabling people that you can actually purchase cars via the BNPL side of the business now. So now, how they're doing this, they're prioritizing advanced risk assessment algorithms over linear regression models. Super deep. Hey, they just found a way to, I guess, figure out longer time limits on the risk. Like, hey, over time, this person will be okay to take out this buy now, pay later. Now, I don't know how long, like, I don't know what the details look like on a buy now, pay later. Porsche, right? I don't know what that looks like, but apparently it could work for somebody. I just want to know if they have that amount, and you know, if it can get up that high, what does that look like for maybe like a townhouse? Like, you know, what if you just purchase a townhouse with the BNPL? What does that look like? You know, or you found a little $200,000 house. I don't know, but what does that look like, Joe? I have no clue. It sounds like the terms would have to be, I don't know.
He said, here's what Mitch was saying. He said, the thing with those that they pray that you don't pay. Go ahead, brother.
Have they changed that? I thought, because I know I used to tear up Klarna. Like, I had them for my I had an online jewelry company, and I would use them. Like, I partnered with them to be able to have it on the site and stuff. And I would love it when people actually I don't know what happened on the other side on Klarna, but I would love it when people used it because they just paid up front. Like, you know, like, so the person can pay over time, but then you just pay up front. Now I've used the other one, I can't think of it, but I have used it. I used to tear it up when I was younger, and it was like automatic. Like, I didn't know you could not pay it. It came out automatic, like every 2 weeks. I assumed it would be the same way with this one.
Tech Coach Ralph asks, what's the interest rate?
Now that's the question. But traditionally, with those same buy now, pay laters, there is no interest.
That's interesting. And Darcel says that's an investment for a business right there, the amount of money.
It is, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
And exactly, Ralph, we need answers. What's the interest? What's the interest rate?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I find it very interesting because I think, like, if this is a model that is adapted in multiple areas of our economy, right? Whether it's real estate or other things, we kind of really have something like that already with, like, you know, mortgage loans and things of that nature. But this is a little bit different. They're really infusing technology to decide whether or not this person is fit to take this loan. Would we see already a high debt ratio continue to grow? Would that be a play?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
And then Tech Coach Ralph says, let me just pull it up here. They will say no interest for 6 months or so, but if you don't pay it off in that time, 30% interest from the initial loan, which is
40.
Oh, I'm about to say 40. That might not even be legal. At least not.
I know, right?
But 30%, that is like the tip.
That's a third. That's one of the ones. Yeah, jeez. That sounds right there, bro. That sounds right. I could see that. I could see something like that happening.
Yeah, Mitchell, I don't like it. I can see the other. I see the other side, and I feel like because I don't think they'll offer anything that's that beneficial for the consumer. I think they'll just basically say, "Hey, listen, this is our business opportunity right now." but yeah, like you guys are saying, like, what are your thoughts about this? Because this could be a problem. 6 months, a long time to flip that money and pay it back.
I gotta look at it. I actually, like, when they release more details, I'll look at it and then report back to y'all later at a later date. Really, because it may be because of the limits going higher, it may be longer than the six, like maybe it's 6 years. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, surely they're not doing, and then again, maybe because maybe it's a big boy play, like, you know, hey, this is for people who, are looking to have more cash flow that are playing on a higher level, right? So, hey, we give you 6 months on $150,000.
Yeah,
that's still a good deal for somebody who's doing, you know, millions,
a million a year or plus. Millions. Yeah, they're making seven figures because
you're thinking like, hey, you know, when it comes to cash flow, do I really want to drop this $150,000 right now, or do I want to pay it out over time? And have this money making money over here for that same, you know, for that same amount of time. So I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mitch was saying predatory lending. I think it depends on the clientele, because a lot of people that are, I guess, and I mean, just speaking, I don't know, because I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm, but people that are making millions of dollars, sometimes they don't want to leverage. They want to leverage other people's money. They don't want to leverage their own. So this may not be that negative or predatory to them. And Mitch said, I'm into credit and all that. So I see the downfall. And he also said that the high earners may be good for them as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Tech Coach Ralph says, yes, I was referring to Klarna or Afterpay, for example.
Afterpay. That was the other one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Most people don't pay. Look at their credit scores. Good point. Most people don't pay.
I thought you had to pay that. That's crazy. Because, like, it just, every time I had set it up before, it just said automatically in 2 weeks. Yeah. And then it just paid out.
Yeah.
How do people get out of that? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know.
They may not have the money. Some way. Yeah. And then the credit gets hit. The credit score gets hit. Yeah. They don't play with that. If you miss a payment, they're like, oh, okay. Mm. Here we go. He said, this is a serious topic for me. Mitch said, this is a serious topic for me. Hey, I agree. One way, shape, or form, this is some, you know,
no, it is. Because, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, obviously, they say, you know, they put in the Porsche, right? They put that in there, but ultimately, it's just, you know, it's a higher limits than normal. And so, with that, there comes that risk of, yo, are you going to pay it back?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Tech Coach Ralph said, you know, you can set it up for auto pay, but it's not required, you know, and some people set it up, but don't have the funds.
Yeah. That's like what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I never even looked that far into it. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, I can do this in four. Let me do that. And then they just tell you every 2 weeks and then you're done. But I didn't know you could, Euro step past that, right? That's wild. Okay.
I mean, y'all, here's the thing.
Y'all teaching me something.
Yeah, I've used it before, and to be honest with you, I'm not a fan. And the reason why is because once you get the chance to pay for something and you don't have to worry about it later on, then you don't realize, like, every time you see that coming up, it's a little bit like, oh dang, I thought I took care of you. Now I'm like, well, how many months we're in and I'm still paying you? Like, I gotta save the money and pay you one shot.
Not months.
Yeah. Like, so, no, but sometimes they drag it out. If they do the minimum payments, you know, with interest, they could drag it out for X amount of Z time. And you're like, oh, I feel like I'm paying more than I would have paid if I paid it for one time. You know what I'm saying?
See, I gotta go back and see who I was. Like, I promise you, I didn't think they had interest in those. Like, I thought those payments are, hey, this is what you purchased it or purchasing for. There's no interest. There's no nothing. Unless, I guess, you. I don't even know. Yeah. I never had interest on that. Like, trust me, I wouldn't have done it. Like, I just saw it as I'm like, oh, I can just have more stuff in the cart. And so that's why I did it. But if I would have saw something on interest, I would have never done it. I just would have paid full price. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Man, y'all using the wrong one, I guess.
We got to check it out. We got to check it out.
Yeah.
I don't remember that for sure. We got OTTO says, man, they have Loan Shark written all over this. And Mitch says, I agree with Ralph. He said also, you don't pay. Some people are coming to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch says, that's why most people do it, because they don't have the money, you know? Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
What up, Charlie Boy? Good to see you on Instagram. All right. And then I have a don't want to have collections on your credit or the sheriff is knocking at your door for summons. That is another thing, too. Barbecue chicken. You don't pay this interest until you go over the limit. Trey is just responsible. That's it.
bro, I promise. I've never seen it, bro.
I don't think I've seen it either. It's just a feeling of like, listen, I thought I took care of this already and I'm still making payments on this, because here's the thing. Like, if you save up money for something, you buy it one time, that's it. But when you have payments and you like, you're budgeting things out, you realize I'd rather just have paid this up front.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too, right? Like, you can do that too. That's why I'm just, Mitch said Trey is raising my blood pressure. I don't know why. What did I do? I don't know what I did.
Shaming the devil.
I don't know, bro. I'm serious. I don't know. I haven't seen it. And then there is that option, right? Like, You can pay it off early too.
But I think for what we're talking about, going back to the Porsche and BNPL, I think it's for those that are high earners who are basically not trying to leverage their own income. They basically want to leverage credit to get things done, because they could actually put that towards business ventures that actually are generating them income. Because for Porsche. Sure. Probably the vehicle, maybe not that heavy to be even counted as a tax write-off. It might be just, you know, a nice piece to have to their collection. So they're probably like, hey, I'd rather just leverage my income otherwise in other places, right? OTTO says you can do every 2 weeks or set it up for monthly for 6 months or a year. Yep, that's true. And the mission of the devil is a lie. This is a fun one today, man. This is a fun conversation. I'm actually going to transition it real quickly, because I wanted to just talk about this story. That's an amazing story, in my opinion. I was, you know, doing my little thing, living my, you know, on the good old, what they call LinkedIn. And I saw this story of this man, and I'm going to just play in the background while I talk. I'm not going to put the volume on, but I'm going to play in the background while I talk. And basically what happened with this man is he contracted polio a while ago, a long time ago. So he was about 6 years old when he actually contracted it. And let me see if I can pull it down here. Yeah, he's about 6 years old when he contracted it. And it's just a really amazing story that I just wanted to kind of share real quickly with everyone. And let me pull it up here, because I want you guys to just to hear it while I talk. And you could actually read the captions there as well. But basically, yeah, he was when he's 6 years old when he contracted polio. And right there, you could see that he's in this thing. It's a huge med tech device, old in age, right? It's called an iron lung. I have heard of it before, but I've never seen it. And basically what it's doing is it's pumping out, like, it's actually pushing into his lungs and actually allowing him to breathe. Just essentially, that's what it's doing. I mean, it's more technical than that. But basically, because of polio, he was paralyzed from the neck down. And what he ended up doing was, he said, listen, I, even though I'm in this situation, I don't want to stay here in this situation and just basically live a life where I'm just watching TV all day. Not only did he decide to go and get educated, but he became a lawyer. He wrote his own book by basically using his teeth to write the book. He would type out the entire book himself. And so he did not allow his situation to dictate who he would be or who he would become. And I thought his story was amazing. So you see here pictures of him when he was younger. But he also had a mother that would encourage him and push him to do great things. And so he ended up really kind of excelling in his life, you know, no legs, again, being paralyzed, being in this position. Again, he was able to, people actually said, like, as you, if you watch the story yourself, people basically told him, listen, you're not going to really amount to much. Like, seriously, like, hey, you know, you could just don't have to worry about education, whatever. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. And so he basically decided to push it. And as you can see here, he's drawing there. He's an artist as well. And there he's typing his papers out. And as you can see here, he's got his diploma from his high school diploma, which that was a feat in itself. But then he became to go forward. And then he also got his law degree. And he actually said, I was a pretty good lawyer, too. He said, I was a pretty good lawyer back in my day. And he basically, they didn't want him to go to school. He had to pester them for 2 years straight saying, listen, I want to do this. I'm not going to stay home and watch TV all day. I actually want to do it. And they had to put some weird stipulations in there. They said he needed to have like a fraternity support you and all sorts of stuff. But he eventually was able to fight it and he got his law degree. He was able to practice law for a little bit. As you can see there, he's reading, he's doing all sorts of different things. And so the reason why I wanted to share this with you is twofold. One, we're highlighting technology, right? Med tech and just the powers that technology had. That's a book he written there, 3 minutes for, you know, for a dog. And so not only are we highlighting like med tech and we're highlighting the technology advances that kept this man alive, he should not have been living this long. According to them, he recently passed away, 78 years old. He lived a long life, a great amount of time, but he definitely was not seen to live as long as he did. But technology kept him alive, and now he became a lawyer. He wrote a book, and he's able to inspire others by the way he lived his life in spite of his circumstances. And so the reason why I want to share that with you again is twofold. Yeah, we're talking about med tech and the great things that are there, but we're also talking about life. Like, what limitations do you feel like you have? I know there's some that I think I might have, but now looking at his story, you know, looking at the story of Paul Alexander, I forgot to mention his name is Paul Alexander. There's a lot of things that we could really take from this in regards to our life and really kind of just for ourselves say, man, you know, what could I do differently? What could I do better? And so I just wanted to share that story with everybody and get everybody's thoughts on that because it's inspiring. It inspired me and I thought it was a good story to share and talk about today. And yeah, that's right. OTTO said it, the iron lung. And I've never seen it in operation like that until I saw it recently during watching his story.
Yeah, I never even heard of the iron lung, man. So that was crazy. That's crazy to me. But like you mentioned, man, it's one of those things where you're like, hey, you might feel this certain way about yourself or your life. And you're like, oh, woe is me, all this stuff. And then you realize, you know, one thing that I used to say a lot, hey, there's always somebody that has it a little bit worse. Right. So even on your worst day, you're still living like somebody on their best. So you got to always keep that in the back of the mind. You know, that can keep you pushing forward and not getting stagnant in what you want to accomplish and what you want to do, because there's somebody who's did it in a worse situation. Yeah. Right. So that's one of those things, man. It clearly shows that it is possible. It is doable, but you got to put in the work. Right. You definitely got to put in the work. Life doesn't give you what you need. It gives you what you deserve. And so you got to figure out a way how to go out and deserve those things that you need. Otherwise, nobody's just going to give it to you, right? So if he didn't have the desire to go and do those things, right? Write that book, go to law school, they would have just let him do what he want, like you mentioned, sit in front of the TV, and he probably would have died 40, 50 years earlier than that, right? But it's still keeping that mind going and keeping yourself pushing forward. That's a huge part and probably what kept him going, you know?
Yeah.
To 78 years.
Yeah. And a shout out to the interviewer, the person that I saw the post from. His name is Nick Humphreys. You could go check it out on LinkedIn. But yeah, that's where I saw it. And, you know, he took time to capture that story and also make the announcement when he passed away recently at 78 years old. But again, a life well lived, in my opinion. It, again, not succumbing to the situation or his circumstances, but saying, hey, listen, this is not defining me at all. Go into the comments section, you know, like Operation Takeover says, you know, touching story. Tech Coach Ralph says facts in regards to how you live your life, and even your best day is your worst day is somebody else's best day. So definitely thank you for sharing that. And Ty Smith said it as well. Incredible story. He really believed in himself. And that's, I found inspiring. Sometimes we're talking about tech, but we need to find that inspiration as well. What up, Terrell, the CEO on Instagram? Thank you for rocking with us. Again, Charlie Boy, third, thank you as well for rocking with us and being part of the show.
That's right, Ty. That's where it starts, bro. You got to believe in yourself. If you don't, who will?
Yeah. If you don't, who will?
Yeah, it starts with you. It starts with you. Because you believe in you, now I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And with that, we have one more segment left. And I want to say, again, thank you so much for everybody for rocking with us. If you like the show so far, like I always say, go ahead, like, comment, and subscribe if you have not already to the show. You can also go over to the channel, and I believe it's on every single description. You could subscribe to the podcast as well. So this is not just for when you're, you know, watching us. If you're busy, if you got stuff to do and you want to catch an episode later, podcast form is actually the absolute best way to do it. You can just listen to it while you're cooking, cleaning, or just doing anything else. We're doing mundane tasks at work. It's a great thing to have in the background so you can laugh with us and chat with us as we go through this. But like I said, we got the segment of the day, the Brown Box Special. oh, man. Do you want me to take this one? This is an interesting story.
Oh, yeah. Either way. Oh, I can't. It doesn't matter, bro. I can't remember who did it last. We got to remember that.
Yeah. I can't remember either, but I'll do this one for now.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I used to work in Cart Barn at a private golf club, and we stored about 500-plus member golf bags along with our 60 golf carts. We had this one employee who was suspected of stealing clubs, but no one could prove it. Management was trying to think of different kinds of context to fire him, like random drug tests, etc., but nothing seemed plausible. One day, our manager called Roger Dunn Golf Shop and asked if they received any suspicious clubs for sports, you know, store credit or cash. And the clerk found out a putter with a clear sticker on the metal shaft listing all the members' contact information. That idiot turned it in for store credit under his real name and gave them an opportunity to let him go.
Goner.
What would that terminology be? A hole in one? For him.
yeah, basically. Yeah, literally. Bro, it's one of those things, man. You know, if y'all know anything, golf clubs, they are expensive. They can get up there. And, you know, the putters as well, you know, 100, 200, 300, drivers, $400. So for the fact that he's just in there with all that money just sitting in there, you know, I guess he was the wrong person to have in there, I guess. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah,
he probably got bold. You know how people do, man. Start off, oh, you stole one, you got away with it, and you stole another one. Then next thing you know, hey man, I'm about to get four of them this time. I'm about to get six. And now look, gotcha.
Yeah, got too cocky. Listen, y'all, if y'all have any Brown Box specials that you could think of, any funny stories or not so funny stories of people getting fired or let go, we sometimes want to laugh at our pain. So in this time where there's a lot of things that may be going on, because in one way, shape, or form, we've experienced it ourselves. If this is something that you can share, or even if it's anonymous, let us know. Definitely bring it to us and we'll put it on the show. we'll keep your name out of it if you don't want your name on it. But if you do, mm-hmm. then, you know, Ty Smith, you know, three boxes, the brown box special. And then we have Darcell says drivers are very expensive.
That's facts.
So the fact that he was doing what he was doing, he was ripping them off for some money. That's no bueno.
Under his own name. Who does that? The way they wrote it, probably a small town too. Or no, I guess maybe not. Still.
But they already figured it out. Like, hey, he's the one. We just got to figure out how to bust him. Busted.
And he was doing some sketch stuff anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, man, this has been a great show, y'all. Thank you so much for rocking with us and being live. Again, like, comment, and subscribe if you have not already. And if you found this episode funny or great or informative, go ahead and share it with others. We love to get that. And if you have feedback for us, go ahead and hit us up as well. We love to get your feedback on thoughts on things that we could share as well.
For show.
So until next time, y'all, peace.
We're going to see y'all.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Talk That Tech, the number one morning show, right? The. I kind of said it, but I was like, I realized it.
Y'all get your boy.
I feel like it's still early. I feel like I slept for like maybe 2 to 3 hours, something like that.
All right, y'all.
You know how it rolls. Anyway, Talk That Tech.
The number one tech morning show in the world. Don't forget it.
Later, y'all. Peace and elbow grease.